today. I think one of the pressing concerns in this town anyway is whether or not keeping chickens in the backyard ought to be permissible. City Council has actually voted to go ahead with a pilot project, letting people keep up to 4 hens in their backyard. See, that to me is the benchmark of a world-class city. Right there, I don't care however much you say to yourself, geez, you know, New York, it's a swell place, and yes, they boast a lot of sophisticates and culture, and, you know, it's the capital of international finance and so on and so forth. But when you can keep chickens in your backyard in a major metropolis, you're in a realm of your own. Hail Toronto. Is that good news? I don't know. I mean, you tell me. It's not a pressing concern in my domicile, our household. Nowhere in the neighborhood that I can tell anybody's actually been agitating to keep laying hens in the backyard or anywhere about the house. But still, this is something that came up at City Council, and they voted 23-14 in favor of. Even a mayor is in favor of going ahead with a pilot project. Actually, it's Councillors Joe Mahavik and Justin DeChano who are basically the big proponents, and we've talked to them in the past about this, but now this has come to fruition. And how soon? Well, it's anybody's guess, but this is because they say, you know, there are other areas in and around the GTA that allow for this, so hey, why not downtown Toronto? Right there, and there are 4 different wards that will make it permissible, and those are Ward 5, Etobicoke Lakeshore, Ward 13, Parkdale High Park, Ward 21, St. Paul's, and Ward 32, Beaches East York. Not everybody is as chuffed about it as the aforementioned councillors. Giorgio Mammoliti is skipping the vote on the topic. He's not that keen. My own councillor, John Burnside, said, you know, this didn't even go through the committee process where the public would have been able to raise concerns. I mean, this is government at its worst. It's almost by fiat or decree. But I guess, you know, in times like these, I mean, laying hens become a priority down there at City Council. And we're paying these people how much? All right, well, listen, not to slag it entirely. There might be some upside to it. And I wanted to find out in an objective way what that might be. So joining us on the line right now is Hen from the TorontoChickens.com. That's a coalition that are very much in favor of this. Hen, how are you this afternoon?
Very well, thank you.
And I believe Hen is your given Christian name, is it not?
Of course it is.
Yes, okay. I just wanted to get that out of the way, ticking the box here. By the way, you know, when I say that this may or may not be a pressing concern, what's your read on it? I mean, have you been lobbying for this for a while?
I've actually been lobbying for this since 2007, if you could believe that, 10 years.
Mm.
Not a full-time job.
It's not?
No, it could become one, but it seems I'm saved after today.
Okay.
So I could keep my day job.
Okay, but you are holding down gainful employment then.
I am, yes.
Okay. Does your employer know about your little sidebar here?
Well, now maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I mean, it sounds maybe somewhat humorous, or we're treating it as a trifle, but a lot of people have made this a serious consideration, obviously, that it came up before City Council. So why do you suppose then there's a calling for it? Or maybe you can explain to me why is there a critical mass of people who would be interested in keeping laying hens in their place in Toronto?
I think there are a number of people, not a huge number of people, but if you look back into human history, humans have had backyard chickens for thousands of years.
Sure.
It's interesting to note that...
We also had outhouses, you know, and then somebody invented indoor plumbing, so, I mean, things do change.
I guess grocery stores came too, didn't they?
Well, that's true, yes, and, you know, I guess a big agribusiness that's growing the hens, and so maybe that is part of the problem. Do you see this as being a part of that, you know, from farm to fork movement, but it's right there within, you know, a square block?
Well, it's interesting in that Toronto is very forward in environmental initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at urban agriculture, for example, and farm to fork, as you have mentioned, and probably the one thing that just hasn't been changed up until today is how, I guess, reasonable and logical it is to have a few chickens in one's backyard if you choose to. The problem is that there are so many misconceptions. So And there are misconceptions because people are so far removed from where their food comes from that they don't really understand, you know, what owning a few chickens might mean. So, you know, there are misconceptions. People think that it's smelly. Well, in fact, it's not smelly at all. It's like any responsible pet ownership. You have to take care of the waste.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to a few chickens, it's a lot less waste than it would be from even a small dog.
Really? All right. And so, but the hygiene question invariably comes up, and even the fact that the food might attract various vermin or varmints, and you say what?
So as far as hygiene, it's the same as any pet. You have to look after the waste product. And in the case of chickens, the droppings are actually a resource. So you get a compost bin from the City of Toronto, and you keep the droppings, and you save your leaves from the fall, and you end up with a very rich compost that you could then use to grow food.
Mm. All right. And where do you keep them in the winter, by the way? Do you winterize the coop?
All we really do is protect them from a draft. So you just have to cover the coop with, you know, maybe some clear plastic or bubble wrap, and you have to make sure the water is free-flowing.
I see. Okay. Now, I understand you've got a petition or something along those lines that people can voice their support for this initiative?
Yes, there's thousands of signatures, believe it or not. And the interesting thing about the petition is that the signatures are from absolutely every walk of life in Toronto. It's every age, it's every gender, it's every socioeconomic group, and we're all kind of coming together for backyard chickens.
Well, not everybody. I mean, if I can play you a clip from the Councillor Michelle Hall, and she had this earlier to say.
We've got major, major issues. And in an election year, on the final year of the term of council, we're talking about chickens.
All right. How about this one from City Councillor Jay Robinson?
If you don't have it in front of you, I'll share with you what the staff report states. It says they don't recommend this, period. For three reasons: public health and safety, public nuisance, and animal welfare. It says it all.
All right. And I mean, is there any counter to that? She was pretty emphatic about this being a mistake.
My goodness, I'm a little in shock. I didn't know that there was any report that was not in favor of it. I did read a report from the Office of the Environment that was very much in favor of it.
Well, she seems to know otherwise, but it's already gone through as far as this is concerned. And my own counselor was saying it hasn't been brought through the committee process where the public could have been able to raise concerns. So it seems like at least the pilot project is a fait accompli. I'm sure you're happy about it. The mayor supported it. I'm going to find out shortly how people feel about it. But you got chickens yourself?
I do.
And you're in Toronto?
Yes.
Wow. Wasn't that in defiance of the law until this thing was passed?
Don't tell anyone.
Okay. And how many eggs are you scoring on a weekly basis?
I'd say on a daily basis, two or three.
Two or three? How many hens have you got?
I have three chickens and one turkey named Toto.
Oh, you do?
In case you're wondering.
Well, the turkey, I mean, it would be classified under the same heading as the chickens, right?
It would. It's Galliforms.
Galliforms. All right. There you go. And so now you feel like you're street legal. You can come above ground. You don't have to hide it any longer.
I'm hoping.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Hen, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate your time, and we'll see how people do feel about this, whether there's more support than there are critics. But there have been, as I said, a number of critics. They've expressed themselves at council, and they seem upset that this wasn't done in a traditional manner or way. But thanks so much for your time with TorontoChickens.com.